Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are celebrating today, as we do every Thursday, a wonderful, it's an opportunity to reach out to Westchester businesses that have really taken pride in what they do, and therefore they have nominated their office for this wonderful I Love My Office contest. And the result is, well, we happen to love this office as well. It's a personal favorite of ours. MSM Designs, digital media agency in Tarrytown, New York. So prolific. I'm sitting here in a room full of awards on the walls, and I'm also here with the founder and CEO, Mario Mirabella. Hi, Mario. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Anytime. I appreciate it.
And I should say also thank you for all the work that you do. Not only, I mean, Westchester, you have so many awards aligning the walls here. You get them, and they're all different types here. So I'm assuming they're for all the different facets of what you do. And I know that part of it is you do search engine optimization, app development, social media, and of course, web design. And you are award winning. So tell us the story. How long has MSM Designs been in business? And tell us, the whole story.
Sure. Well, this year is actually a milestone for us because it is our 20th year.
Oh, wow.
In business.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's really great. I started the company back in 99, and we were just focusing on web development and design, and then it just evolved over the years. We started to change the landscape of the business with the needs of what's going on, what's trending with companies, and just to get involved with more marketing, more advertising, bringing more awareness to these companies. So we had to change the scope and keep up with the times, and here we are today with a lot of major services that we provide, from creating that online presence, which is key,
okay,
and making that company look their very best online, but then what else afterwards? And that's where the advertising and marketing comes in, where there's very comprehensive social media campaigns,
yes,
targeted ad campaigns, which are key right now for all businesses, and of course, having a Google presence. So all of that combined is really like a strong, really strong component for these companies to put their very best representative out there and be found. This hardware that's around, we take a lot of pride in that. And it's validation also for our clients that they chose the right agency to work with. So there are many international creative awards that we were involved in the competitions. And they range from branding to web development to social media,
mm-hmm,
even some food photography.
Yes.
Was also awarded, which is great.
I saw that when I was walking down the hall.
So that's fun.
I love looking around it. You have a lot of displays with different work that you've done. And truly, I mean, you were really at the beginning, as you said, 1999.
Yeah.
I think that's when I got my first computer. And so for you to have already jumped into the business then, knowing how important having an agency that's devoted to web development. But now, as you said, I mean, the whole landscape has changed. And, just to even have an entire department based on social media. I mean, that's really where it all is today. So you are the go-to, I would imagine, here. And being that Westchester really truly is in business, it's international in scope. I mean, so many of the Fortune 500 companies are here and everything.
Absolutely.
It's really exciting. What do you see? You talked about trends and trending. What is it? Where do you see this all going, digital design and marketing? Do you see any, I mean, have we reached like what is it's going to be for the next, say, 10, 20 years? Or do you see things really like on a daily basis coming into play?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, if I go back in time, would I ever think we would be doing what we're doing today? You know, it's from basic graphic design and web development to really what is going on in today's world. So much is relying on the mobile platform right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're noticing even what's trending is the importance of video.
Yes.
More than ever. A lot of companies are looking to include that as soon as you launch a site. We have to make those adjustments to keep with the trend and to stay current. It's funny when I think back and sometimes I discuss technologies with some of the employees here and it's foreign because it goes back such a long time that it's no longer around. Different things that I used to do personally years ago, it's not even thought about anymore. So it's constantly changing. You got to stay up with what's happening, the latest and greatest with coding techniques, design, also just the what's trending in the design world. I mean, I've seen our web development, the landscape of it all transform over the years,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually cool because what we used to do a long time ago and then that mentality changed when we were doing a lot of flash animation to today, which is now more of a comprehensive overview when you're building out a homepage layout. So it's really exciting. I don't know what's in store. I think it's going to go in that direction. It's really wild the way things are constantly changing and what's new and great that's being released. But I think more heavy on the mobile, more heavier with very like interactive and really like you know, everything is instant, so to speak, you know, like access to everything right away.
Right.
So we'll see what happens, you know, but we'll stay on top of it. I just keep continuing to surround myself with the talent and bring in the proper people who can stay up to date with this, because I sure can't. I mean, I'm trying, but you got to have the strong team at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, you know how to hire the right group. Would you say that even having, you know, a website presence is as important anymore as having, say, a social media presence, mm-hmm. or owning your own app as opposed to having an interface with a web design or something? What do you think is what's more popular right now?
I think the company website is always going to remain the hub. I've been saying this for years. You know, there was clients that were concerned years ago, and they were also being told, get yourself a Facebook page. You don't need the company website anymore. And that cannot be farther from the truth, because at the end of the day, you know, Facebook could close tomorrow.
Right.
And then what?
Yeah,
now
then,
what?
Exactly.
The company website allows you to really represent the business, all facets. It's something you own. It's something you could elaborate on. It's your online 24/7 online representative. That's what it is. And with that, you can launch all sorts of advertising campaigns that gear all that traffic, direct them right to that site. All of the other aspects, social campaigns and whatnot, they're all meant to just bring the traffic in, bring the awareness to the company. So I don't think that will ever change. The mobile apps, obviously, they're still utilizing the website for that data. So that's still going to be very important for a lot of companies.
Oh, I see. So they interface with the web.
Right. Either they're sharing the database for the same website,
mm-hmm.
but the social presence, it's meant for that awareness. It's meant for promotions. It's meant for conversation,
mm-hmm.
engagement. That's the whole purpose. So they work hand in hand. It brings new eyes to the company brand based on, say, targeted ad campaigns. So that's such a key component in any sort of advertising campaign. But at the end of the day, you still need to direct them back to that website.
Right.
So
it used to be if you wanted to build a website, it cost thousands and thousands of dollars, and only wealthy people or people who owned a business could afford to do that. Now you can also just jump online and make one for free, basically. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that that's really like the answer as well. Do you provide something that you say is accessible to regular people, but also a much more highly comprised piece of art?
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that some clients come to us with. Either there's a GoDaddy website, there's a Wix website, Squarespace. These are somewhat free solutions or very, very, you know, small costs that are involved, but they're template based.
Yes.
You know, I started the company with custom designs, and 20 years later, we're still doing custom designs because we have control as to how we want to showcase that client, whatever needs that they may have. We're not limited in any way. A lot of these template companies, you're limited, and also you're married to them, and you stop paying them, the website comes down. So we always have that mentality that it's best. We always practice from scratch. We customize things the way they should be. We do work with all budgets. That's one thing, I mean, all these years in that I started the company, we're mom and pop shops. We still have that mentality, although we're working with very large corporations at this time as well. Mm-hmm. But we don't forget about, at least I don't, how we started. And there's all budgets based on what the client needs. And there are a lot of affordable options just to have a presence. And then, of course, if you need more functionality, more customization, then, of course, you can get to the next level. But we do provide all different types of options. We even do a lot of pro bono work with nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So we don't forget the bigger picture.
Yes. And like you said, the smaller, you know, mom and pop people like us, Shark Creative. I know you've done a lot of work with us in terms of wrapping the car and the fantastic logos and all the work. And really, you know, it makes such a difference. Everybody comments on Westchester Talk Radio's whole setup with the beautiful posters behind us and this shark here and the van. It does make a difference. That's all the difference in the world.
That's right. It just comes down to that getting the brand out there.
Yes.
That's really what the most important thing is. And it's great working with Shark. I mean, Andrew, fantastic. I mean, we had a great relationship for years now. He's been very instrumental as well. And I will say it here again today, instrumental with bringing in his own experiences personally to me, getting me involved in certain programs and campaigns over the years. He was instrumental when I was nominated for a Rising Star back in 2011 with the Business Council of Westchester, the 40 under 40.
Yes.
So he was a big part of that, constantly giving his advice and such. So to do anything for him to help his own brand and also collaborate for his own clients, you know, has been great lately and more of a focus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
Well, Mario
and
Mirabella,
there he is.
And
here
there
we go.
He is. Speak of
the man,
devil.
Andrew Castellano, Shaw Creative.
Awesome. Congratulations,
phenomenal.
Mario.
Thank you. Appreciate
really,
it.
20 years in this business, 20 years in any business in this day and age is an enormous accomplishment.
It goes fast.
And yes, you're doing obviously all the right things here.
Appreciate
and it's really a privilege to be connected with you,
you.
As I work every day here with Westchester Talk Radio. So thank you. I hope you've enjoyed I Love My Office.
Yes, excellent.
And
great program, great contest.
You've got to get in there for your massage with Mary from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry.
Yes, I need to check that out.
Yes, because she just got here. We also have the chocolates in the kitchen from Chocolations in the Maranek. We have tickets for you from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester.
Cool.
Love the Capitol. Pasquale Ristorante is also part of our great package. And PM Amusements and Designs, also Edible Arrangements of East Chester. Shark Creative, Joseph Floral, Joseph Richard Florals. My goodness, I'm like stumbling here. But last but not least, MSM Designs, always a part of our I Love My Office wonderful extravaganza that we do every week here. We thank you for your support.
Appreciate it.
We are just really, again, grateful to be part of such a vibrant and successful MSM Designs, digital media agency here in Tarrytown, New York. So grateful. Again, Mario Mirabella, what's your website for people to go to?
It's MSM Designs. So it's MSM And it's Designs, spelled with a Z at the end, .com.
Love it. MSM Designs with a Z.com. I'm Laura Smith for I Love My Office and Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting today for the I Love My Office campaign. And MSM Designs digital agency, they are award-winning in web design and development, search engine marketing and optimization, app development, and social media. Well, I'm excited to be here. We already spoke with the founder and CEO, but next let's move on to Caroline Martin. She is the director of operations. Hi,
yes,
Caroline.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you.
We've sort of invaded your space here, but with all sorts of yummy delight treats and
yes,
games and so forth and so on. But this really truly is a place where I can tell people love their office.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
You guys seem like a family here.
We really are. I've been with the company for over 5 years. And I'd say the number one thing I enjoy is the environment, the close knit. You know, we're a small office, so we're all very close and laugh and talk and, you know, have a good time while we work. So it keeps a good team environment.
Yes. I can see that you're very, very busy here.
Yes.
You guys have a lot going on at any given time. How many accounts are you currently working on?
Gosh, I feel like it's too many to count. We have daily tasks that come in and long-term projects. So we always, you know, try to keep everyone as a priority, but at the same time, you know, we're juggling a lot. So we really try to get to everyone's needs and figure out, even if we have to squeeze someone in, we'll do it for you, you know.
You'll get it done.
Yes.
How many people do work here at MSM Designs?
Oh, we're about 15 people.
Okay.
Total. Yeah.
All right. And what was your background before you came here? Or were you always in sort of digital marketing or?
Yes. I majored in graphic design and then I worked as a graphic designer. I freelanced for a couple of years. And then once I interviewed here for a web design position, Mario kind of saw something different in me. And he was like, you know, I have a need for someone who is organized and can be my right hand, and I can see that for you. So I just kind of stepped in and took over that role, kind of made it for myself. And like I said, I've been here for 5 years. I absolutely love it. And Mario and I work really greatly together. So.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you live in Westchester as well?
I do. Yes. I live in Chappaqua. I'm from Yorktown Heights. So and now I live in Chappaqua. So I'm very local. It takes me, you know, 15 minutes to get here.
Absolutely. So do you interface with the customer base and the clients in addition to help running things here at the office?
Yes. That's primarily my role is client relations and project management. So every day I'm communicating with the clients, whether it's via email or phone. They can always reach me anytime. And I try to just, you know, get back to them as soon as possible within the day. That's, you know, pretty much number one for me is to keep the clients happy.
I bet. And I can only imagine that when it comes to personal design, people's design for their websites and their apps and stuff, they must really need a lot of handholding.
Yes, definitely. And I'm happy to do so. You know, I try to just be understanding that not everyone is on our level as far as their understanding of the digital world. And so I always assume they know the littlest. And then if they know more, I'm like, okay, great. Now we can, you know, get a little more advanced and take the next step with what you need.
That's exciting. So this is I Love My Office contest, and that's why we're here. But what do you think, in addition to the things that you've just spoken about, really set MSM Designs apart from any other company, any other design firm? What is it that makes it so special here? Because it is really special.
Thank you. I definitely think it's the customer experience. We're so easily reachable. And like I said before, we'll jump right into what you need. If you're having an emergency with your website's down, you have a problem with it, we'll jump right on it, no matter what else we have going on in our schedule. I mean, we have to keep priority. We have to keep our schedule. But at the same time, we understand that if you need us, we're here for you. And we're going to be, you know, handling what you need within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would want for sure if somebody was managing my website and all of my digital assets. So that's terrific. Thank you so much for letting us know. And I hope you do enjoy all the spoils that are in the kitchen. Not spoils, but, you know, really lovely chocolates from Chocolations and the Marinex. So
definitely
good. And PM Amusements just set up the Jenga, the big giant Jenga. I've never played Jenga. Do you play?
I have, not in a while, but not something that big, though. I'll say that. That's awesome.
It's fun. Something fun for the office. Capitol Theater providing tickets. Pasquale Ristorante. Oasis Day Spa Mary. Here. Did you get your massage?
I'm going next. I can't wait.
Fantastic. And then Joseph Richard Florals has a beautiful bouquet in there as well.
Yes.
Edible Arrangements from Eastchester. And we're just so grateful that MSM Designs is so integral and so important to our business, which is Westchester Talk Radio. You guys do so much of the design work for us and the web design and logos and so too many things to count as well. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
Wonderful. It's so good to be here. I love my office and I love MSM Designs. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are today at an award-winning digital media agency, MSM Designs in Tarrytown. And we're here because, well, somebody loves their office. I would happen to say the entire office of MSM Designs loves it here. It's a great place to work, and what an incredible place. You just look around, and there's just awards everywhere, and all these beautiful designs, that some of them that they do. In fact, whenever you see a video for Westchester Talk Radio, a lot of the work has been done by MSM Design, so we're super grateful to them. My guest right now is Dominic Corona. He is the Digital Media Manager. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. How long have you been at MSM Designs?
So I've been at MSM Designs right now for about 5 months, but previous to this, I actually interned here about 4 years ago.
You know, those internships really pay off, don't they?
Oh, definitely, yep.
What did you go to school for, exactly?
So I was in school for a little while for business. I was majoring in business. Then I ventured off to do the Disney College program. So I worked in Disney for a little while.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yes. And then I came back. I pursued a little bit of real estate, and I actually grew to help run a real estate office in Westchester.
Okay.
And then Caroline and I stayed close after my internship. So after that, Caroline got me back here, and I've been here ever since.
So what does the digital media manager do exactly, per se?
So right now, our social media and digital media team, we've been working on all our accounts in terms of just getting them running, everything running smoothly, kind of rebranding a few different accounts and kind of looking over, because social media is changing nonstop. So we're trying to stay on top of everything moving and the world evolving and seeing what we can do to, you know, benefit our clients and their brands and the products that we're showcasing.
This is such an incredible time for young people coming out of school with really any type of background. Like you said, you were even in real estate for a while.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about a social media and digital presence is that young people, it's innate. Like you guys just get it. You're born with it's like you're born with that chip in you, and you guys know how to navigate through everything digital, and it's just innate with you. So I know that Mario Mirabella, who's the CEO here, he surrounds himself with some pretty amazing young people, but obviously who know what they're doing in order to, you know, benefit an office like this and to be able to keep on top of so many different facets of the business here. So what is your grand goal, do you think, here? What do you see yourself doing in the digital landscape in years to come?
Well, working with Mario has been such a pleasure, especially from my internship. He's always been very supportive of everything that I've been doing, and really everyone here. You know, he's always very excited and passionate about all of our work and being able to see things in such a creative field. So, you know, as I guess the digital world evolves, it's, you know, who knows what's in store for us in terms of different avenues that we'll be pursuing here with new things that come up and different ways to promote businesses and their brands. So,
yeah, you know, 5 years from now, we could be sitting here talking about something that we don't even, that hasn't been invented yet, but is taking everything over, like, say, a mobile app is now, or, you know, websites did, you know, when they first started out.
Yeah.
But it's exciting.
Oh, definitely.
And you guys really, truly seem to be the cutting edge, the deepest success already for some 20 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You've been here 5 months, but they've been here 20 years.
Yeah.
And obviously a very big successful business within the community here in Westchester and beyond, even internationally as well. I know you guys have awards from different various projects overseas as well. So it's very, very impressive, but the nicest people in the world.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're in with a great family, it
definitely,
seems
yes.
like. Well, Dominic, thank you so much. Dominic Corona, who is actually the digital media manager here at MSM Designs, where we are today because they love their office. We love their office, too. Thanks to Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, PM Amusements and Events, who has got a big old giant Jenga here today. Also, Joseph Richard Florals provided a beautiful bouquet for MSM Designs, Pasquale Ristorante, Capitol Theater with tickets, edible arrangements of East Chester there in the kitchen. Everyone enjoying that today. I'm Laura Smith for I Love My Office and Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.